Welcome to the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have on our special guest, Zahra Bukhari. She's been nominated for Outstanding Young Professional, and she works as a development specialist at Candid. Welcome to the show, Zahra.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Of course. We're so glad that your nomination came in, especially from an organization like Candid. So for those who don't know what Candid is, do you mind telling them about the recent merger a few years back and kind of explain Candid for our guests?
Yeah, sure. So people might be familiar with Foundation Center or GuideStar. They're two giant data organizations in the social sector. And so a couple years ago, we joined forces to form Candid. Foundation Center used to work on like the foundation side of things, where we collected all the data on foundation giving in the US and increasingly around the world. And GuideStar did very much the same thing on the nonprofit side of it. And so now combining forces, we have like this huge data set on all of philanthropy in the US and increasingly around the world. And we're really excited about the potential that it can have on the sector.
Definitely. And a lot of people would utilize GuideStar for like their seeing if their favorite nonprofits were doing well with, just making sure that they have all their ducks in a row, that they're not on any IRS government watch list, that they have a good rating and seal of approval for financial transparency and other means. So it's really exciting to see this large scale of a merger. And tell us, how you got involved and started at Candid.
So I actually started as an intern back when I was in grad school. And like I had heard, I started at Foundation Center, what was Foundation Center then. And I'd heard of Foundation Center when I used to work at my last job. And so I was like, oh, they do this really cool stuff and have all this data on like foundation giving. And like you can use their database to find like, I'm a nonprofit in Brooklyn serving kids. Who funds that? Where can I get funding? Where can I collaborate with other nonprofits that are doing something similar? So I thought they were really cool and got to learn more about them and was interning with them and then joined full time when I graduated.
That's really exciting. I know I've used Foundation Center quite a lot, especially early on when AMCF started, just to kind of see who was funding in the Islamic space as categorized by the IRS. We found hundreds, if not close to 1,000 family foundations that operate in the Muslim community. And we also built relationships with mainstream philanthropic institutions as well. So I've really benefited from Foundation Center and Candid. Thanks for all the work that you do. Yeah, definitely. So what does philanthropy mean to you?
So to me personally, it's just giving back in any way that you can to your community, to like, your neighbors, really anyone. It's just giving back of yourself, whether it's monetary, whether it's your time, whether it's your knowledge. So it can really mean so many things to so many people.
Great. And if you don't mind, can you share a few examples from your experience, whether you were volunteering or donating? What are some projects that are meaningful to you in the community?
So I've like worked a lot. I've done like a lot of, because I work in development, I like have used that skill set to help. Like I'm really involved in my like dance fitness studios. I go there like 7 days a week and now virtually. And so they do like these really cool fundraisers. So like during Pride, we did this fundraiser. They were like, help us pick a nonprofit. And so I did like my nerdy research in the GuideStar database and like helped them find a nonprofit that they could raise money for. Or like I worked with there's like a Citizens Foundation's Young Professionals group in New York, and they were trying to raise money. And so I was like, let me help you find like who funds this. So like, it's cool to be able to use the skills that you've learned at your job to help other nonprofits figure out how to raise money or who to donate to. But also then like just using skills you've developed outside of work. So there's this really cool organization called 48 and 48 that builds 48 websites for 40 nonprofits in 48 hours.
Oh, wow.
And like, so it was really cool being part of a team to like build something tangible for a nonprofit. Like we did this like weekend marathon of building these websites, and it was a great experience.
That's really cool. And then you were mentioning like Candid's offices there in New York, and you were living in New York. And where did you end up going to grad school?
I went to grad school at Columbia.
Okay, cool. So you've been in New York for a little bit, and so what are some of the volunteer experiences or fundraisers or community events that you did within the Muslim community there as well?
So I actually went to undergrad in New York as well. I went to New York University, and they have like a huge thriving Islamic population. Like, so they have this program, Islamic Center at New York University. They do really cool work. They raise money for all kinds of disaster relief. They do, they do like a Friday, Juma, like free community lunch every week. They do in Ramadan, they do free iftar meals and stuff. So I've like volunteered with them. They do like bake sales to raise money for various causes. So I've been like very involved since I was in undergrad with them and the volunteer opportunities that they present.
That's really cool. And my sister lives out in New York, so when we would go visit, I definitely would try to get to ICNYU to catch the khutbah there with Imam Khalid or Imam Sahib, and check out Honest Burgers afterwards. So,
oh my God, that's so good. That's one thing I miss.
Yeah, definitely. So
it's really cool because they've like really developed this like sense of community within the not like you don't have to go to NYU to be
right,
which is really cool.
Right. And it was always jam-packed the few times that I went. Yeah. So yeah, it's good
have,
to
like,
see
a whole overflow room where you have to like go downstairs if you haven't made it in time.
Right. So for in terms of just like the work that you do at Candid and what you oversee there, I know I got an opportunity to do a webinar a year or two back with Candid, just as you guys were doing the name change. And it was an opportunity for mainstream nonprofits to engage Muslims in their mission. And so tell us a little bit how and why Candid does those sorts of initiatives and webinars.
Sure. So DEI, diversity, equity, inclusion is core to our work. And so I think right around when you did that webinar, we had launched this new webinar series called All Together Now, Conversations in Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. And so we really wanted to highlight voices of leaders in the community that represent all the people that we serve, because we truly do serve all people. And I was so excited that you did that webinar with us, because I feel like this is a sector of our community that we don't highlight often enough. And so it was really great being able to hear from you and like having that platform to share that webinar and share the recording with people. And it's been viewed so many times. I'm very impressed.
That's good. I'm glad that it's been resourceful, and it was really just a great opportunity to work with such a fantastic organization like Candid that has a great reputation in the community, and being able to lend their platform meant a lot as well. So we appreciate that. Cool. So anything else that you'd like to share with our viewers? Any shout outs you want to give?
You're putting me on the spot. I'm going to shout out my awesome colleague, Julieta, who nominated me, because she's incredible. And I just work with a whole lot of great, awesome, nerdy people doing nerdy things to make the world better. So
I classify myself as a philanthropy geek. So
yeah,
I hear you on that one. Well, you know, we're so thankful for Candid and for just your nomination. It's been great getting to highlight other professionals in this field. We don't see a lot of A, Muslims, B, Muslim women in these fields. So it's great to see that you're being recognized. So again, congratulations on the nomination.
Thank you so much.
Of course, and we're hoping you and your family and friends can tune in to our event on November 14th with Hasan Minhaj, our annual symposium, where we'll be announcing the winners.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so bummed that his show is over, but
Right.
we
Well,
get
I
to
guess
see him at the symposium, so.
exactly. Maybe ask him what's next on his list of things to do. So,
Yeah.
all right. Well, thank you so much. And
Thank you.
yeah, we'll see you in the Twitter sphere.
Sounds good.
All right.